Nothing brings Minnesotans together more so than the Minnesota State Fair. Indeed, it's why it's known as the Great Minnesota Get-Together. In fact, the State Fair has been going on even longer than Minnesota has been a state. Well, it starts today, and the current is going to be out there every single day. Jill and I will be out there doing the morning show live from the fair tomorrow morning, in fact. With us this morning is Brianna Schutte from the State Fair to tell us about stuff that's going on at the fair, new stuff, old stuff, stuff that we should just know about in general. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning, Jill and Steve.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited.
Happy State Fair 2013.
Can you believe it's here already?
No, I can't. And summer came so incredibly late this year that I really can't believe it's here more than any other year, it seems.
All right, so let's jump into it here. So I wonder if we should, in fact, sort of talk about the fair first for someone who, I know it's hard to believe, but someone who has never been before. When I first moved here in 1999, I couldn't believe that the State Fair literally was something that everybody went to, because when I grew up in Florida, it was like, oh, some people go to the State Fair. It's not really a big deal. I imagine a lot of fairs around the country are that sort of way. You just don't not go, basically, if you're a Minnesotan.
Yeah, it's sort of a rite of passage here. It's almost like you're not a true Minnesotan if you've never been to the State Fair. And you're right, Steve. There is nothing like the Great Minnesota Get-Together anywhere else in any other state or any other country. It's a pretty unique tradition.
What makes it so unique? What is it about the Minnesota State Fair?
I think we're very lucky in that the State Fair is located kind of midway between Minneapolis and St. Paul. And mm-hmm. And way back when in history, when the fair was actually traveling around before it landed in its current location, both Minneapolis and St. Paul were vying to be the final site for the fairgrounds. I think that the fact that we're located in this major metropolitan area and it's so easy for people to access, and then additionally that kind of the heart of the fair is all about agriculture, and we're bringing that agricultural experience to sort of this urban fair-going population is a big part of it. That and just the community is so rallied around the Minnesota State Fair. And I think, you know, to the aspect of the fair that things change from year to year, but it's always something that you can come back to, because there's always going to be those old traditions, those things that you remember in those places that you've created, you know, memories with your family and friends.
So there's the agriculture and the food and the art and all the exhibits and music. I mean, where would I start even if I wanted to plan a day at the fair?
Well, if you're a newbie, if you're here in Minnesota and you've never been to the fair before, I sincerely hope you join us this year. But where I would recommend starting is come in the gate and stop at an information booth. Get yourself a map and a daily schedule. And then depending upon where you come into the fairgrounds, I would say really just kind of take a look at that daily schedule and figure out what's around you, whether you enter down by the livestock barns and you want to kind of experience the modern story of agriculture in the barns. Great place to stop initially, because like I said, that's really at the heart of the fair. Or if you enter the main gates off of Snelling, a great stop is a band shell, because we've got free entertainment going on all day, every day of the fair. And it's a really great mix of genres of entertainment and different bands.
If you're a techie kind of person, is there some sort of like smartphone app?
Yes,
that's
absolutely
really helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and that's a great tool too for anybody, and especially people who haven't been to the State Fair. There's the Minnesota State Fair app. It's for iPhone and Android. It's totally free. You can download it from the App Store or the Android Market. But basically, that tool allows you to find any food you're dreaming about at the State Fair or any special event. If you say, you know what, I want to go to the fair and see goats, you can search goats on this app and it'll take you right there.
That's the main reason I want to go. Everybody knows
great.
It.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons I love the fair. Yeah. So, but the app actually uses GPS technology to help you get to the places that you're looking for. So
fantastic.
That's a really cool thing, especially if you're not familiar with the ground.
That's great. It doesn't just say it's in Heritage Square. It actually leads you to where you want to go.
Indeed,
so
it
that's
does.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. For veterans or folks who just look forward to discovering new things every year, let's talk about the new stuff. So
yeah,
where shall we start?
Yeah.
There are a couple dozen kind of new attractions and exhibits at this year's State Fair. So I think we only have time to point out a couple, but one that I'm really excited about is called Arts Affair. And essentially what happened is the State Fair is sort of this great patchwork quilt of everything that is Minnesota. We started thinking about it, going, what are we missing? And the one big thing was performing arts. And so we met with a lot of the performing arts groups in the Twin Cities during last year's State Fair to try and figure out how could we we bring that element into the state fair? And so thus became Arts Affair, which is debuting this year. But essentially what these are is they're pop-up showcase performances from performing arts groups like the Minnesota Centennial Showboat, In the Heart of the Beast Theater, Collide. All these great groups here in the Twin Cities are bringing kind of these mini showcases to the fair, and they're going to be surprises. So you're going to be kind of meandering around the fairgrounds and maybe
looking for the goats.
Looking for the goats, exactly. With your smartphone
looking down
app.
At your app, and suddenly you'll bump into something like this.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is kind of just a spontaneous, really fun thing to showcase Minnesota's great performing arts community.
That's awesome. What's another one?
Another one, you know, that I would really recommend to people is the Luminarium Exopolis. This is on the north end of the fairgrounds, and if you're up there, you can't miss it because it's literally a giant inflatable sculpture that you can walk through.
White mushrooms, it looks like. The giant white mushrooms. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really unique. We brought in a Luminarium last year, and it was so popular, but yet a lot of people missed it. And so we decided to bring in this new Luminarium sculpture this year, Exopolis. It's like 39,000 square feet of plastic that they sew together. You can walk through it. It's got tunnels, caverns, and all of the pieces are so colorful. So when you're inside the Luminarium, you're literally immersed in this light and color. It's a great photo opportunity to...
I stand corrected then. I didn't realize this was an updated version of what there was last year. So,
it is. It's brand new. One's a little different. Has a kind of a stained glass sort of pinnacle to the sculpture.
Cool.
Very beautiful.
Can't wait to see it.
We're talking with Brianna Schutte, spokesperson for the Minnesota State Fair, and we're really excited because the fair starts today. Stop by and say hello to Minnesota Public Radio, corner of Judson and Nelson, and we get really excited about music. And Brianna, you mentioned a lot of free music, a lot of free stages throughout the entire 12 days, but not a bad grandstand lineup this year.
Yeah, pretty great grandstand lineup, actually. Really something for everybody, which is what we really try to do with our grandstand lineup, is book a show for every type of person. One show, of course, that we're really excited about is Minnesota Music on a Stick. And that's going to be on Friday, August 31st this year, with a great lineup of bands, including Trampled by Turtles, The Suburbs, Mason Jennings, POS, and The Chalice.
Yeah, there's a little bit for every musical taste, I think, in there. And, you know, you have comedians. I don't know, have you ever had comedians on the grandstand?
We have, but it's been a really long time. Tonight, we've got a great sort of alumni cast of Saturday Night Live characters. Dana Carvey, Dennis Miller, and Kevin Neal. Are opening up the grandstand showcase tonight.
And pop music and country music, and again, just a little something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, Brianna, tell us about one more thing. One thing caught my eye, and that is the Eco Experience. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. Eco Experience started back in 2006, actually, and became sort of a model for other fairs and expositions around the country, what we had done here with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency in a partnership there. But this exhibit is entirely dedicated to renewable energy, organic food and farming, the whole green initiative, sustainability, alternative fuels. But it's all interactive, a really special place on the fairgrounds. And they've actually got a couple of new elements this year as well. The University of Minnesota College of Design is designing a Gen Y eco house. So it sort of combines these Gen Y lifestyle trends with sustainability principles, which will be a really cool thing. And that's kind of a walkthrough interactive piece. And then out on the front lawn of the Eco Experience, this is all on the north end of the fairgrounds, there's a brand new demonstration area where they'll be demonstrating straw bale gardening and urban chicken farming. Some really cool demonstrations that I think people can take some really good things away from the fair with.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Well, yeah, again, something for everybody indeed, as is always the case with the fair. We've got links up online at thecurrent.org, and again, we do hope to see you out there. Today's the first day of the fair. We are at the corner of Judson and Nelson. That's where the Minnesota Public Radio booth is. Mary Lucia, Mark Wheat, they're going to be out there every weekday afternoon of the state fair. We've got stuff going on every weekend, and Jill and I will be out there to do the first time that we've ever done the morning show, actually, from the booth tomorrow morning.
Yeah, generally we do a morning show on both Saturday afternoons because that's just how we roll. But this time we're going to be live and in person tomorrow morning at the corner of Judson and Nelson. So we hope that you'll get up early and join us from 6 to 10 a.m.
Brianna Schutte, thank you so much again for coming in. It's been very, very nice to have you.
This has been a great treat. Thanks so much for coming out to the fair.
It's 89.3 The Current.